Chapter 3. Appeal to the Colorado Conference. Sanitarium, California, August 10th, 1905. To the brethren and sisters of the Colorado Conference. There are souls in many places who have not yet heard the message. Henceforth, medical missionary work is to be carried forward with an earnestness with which it has never yet been done. This work is the door through which the truth is to find entrance to the large cities, and sanitariums are to be established in many places. Years ago, the Lord gave me special light in regard to the establishment of a health institution where the sick could be treated on altogether different lines from those followed in any other institution in our world. It was to be founded and conducted upon Bible principles, as the Lord's instrumentality, and it was to be in His hands one of the most effective agencies for giving light to the world. Again and again this matter has been presented to me, and one case especially has been urged upon my notice. At great cost, a sanitarium was erected at Boulder, Colorado. It has been a very difficult matter to make this sanitarium what it should be and yet meet all expenses. The effort to do this has meant a great deal of hard work and much careful study. While we were at Washington, attending the General Conference, the question was raised, "Shall we sell the Colorado Sanitarium to those who are offering to buy it?" I was instructed to say to our brethren in Colorado, "It would not be for the glory of God for the Colorado Sanitarium to be sold. Under the circumstances, an offer of $15,000 would be to some a strong temptation, and they would be inclined to sell the sanitarium and thus lighten the burden of indebtedness. But God sees not as man sees. Our people would be acting like men with their eyes put out should they consent to sell this institution. Even were double the price offered, the offer should be rejected. The Boulder Sanitarium is to do its appointed work. From it, the light of truth for this time is to shine forth, and the great message of warning be given. I am charged to tell you the truth. It was an unwise thing for a physician to establish another medical institution so close to the Colorado Sanitarium. In this, he was not obeying the command to love God supremely and his neighbor as himself. The question is, what shall be done? Here are two institutions, one endeavoring to hold up and follow the principles of health reform, and the other allowing its patients to indulge in the use of flesh meat, and because of this, drawing patients away from the first institution. The matter is to be treated in a fair, Christ-like manner. When the one who has established himself so close to the Lord's institution is converted in heart and mind, he will see the necessity of carrying out the principles of the Word of God and will harmonize with his neighbors. If he cannot blend with them, he will go to some other place. There are many other places to which he could go. In ancient times, the remark was frequently made, "Wherever there are three physicians, there are two atheists." But a change has come. Wherever the last message of warning is given, combined with medical missionary work and lessons on the right principles of living, wonderful results are seen. Our sanitariums are to be the means of enlightening those who come to them for treatment. The patients are to be shown how they can live upon a diet of grains, fruits, nuts, and other products of that soil. I have been instructed that lectures should be regularly given in our sanitariums on health topics. People are to be taught to disregard those articles of food that weaken the health and strength of the beings for whom Christ gave his life. The injurious effects of tea and coffee are to be shown. The patients are to be taught how they can dispense with those articles of diet that injure the digestive organs. The blessings that attend a disuse of tobacco and intoxicating liquor are to be plainly pointed out. Let the patients be shown the necessity of practicing the principles of health reform if they would regain their health. Let the sick be shown how to get well by being temperate in eating and by taking regular exercise in the open air. It is that people may become intelligent in regard to these things that sanitariums are to be established. A great work is to be done. Those who are ignorant are to become wise. By the work of our sanitariums, suffering is to be relieved and health restored. People are to be taught how, by carefulness in eating and drinking, they may keep well. Christ died to save men from ruin. Our sanitariums are to be His helping hand, teaching men and women how to live in such a way as to honor and glorify God. If this work is not done by our sanitariums, a great mistake is made by those conducting them. Abstinence from flesh meat will prove a great benefit to those who abstain. The diet question is a subject of vital importance. Those who do not conduct sanitariums in the right way lose their opportunity to help the very ones who need help the most. Our sanitariums are established for a special purpose, to teach people that we do not live to eat, but that we eat to live. In our sanitariums, the truth is to be cherished, not banished or hidden from sight. The light is to shine forth in clear, distinct rays. These institutions are the Lord's facilities for the revival of pure, elevated morality. We do not establish them as a speculative business, but to help men and women to follow right habits of living. Christ, the great medical missionary, is no longer in our world in person, but He has not left the world in darkness. To His subjects, He has given the commission, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Mark 16, verse 15, Matthew 28, verse 20. Through the instrumentality of our sanitariums, the great questions of Bible truth are to enter into the very heart of society, to reform and convert men and women, bringing them to see the great necessity of preparing for the mansions that Christ told His disciples He would prepare for those that love Him. "I will come again," He declared, "and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." John 14, verse 3. Our work is to gain a knowledge of Him who is the way, the truth, and the life. We are to interest people in the subjects that concern the health of the body, as well as in the subjects that concern the health of the soul. Believers have a decided message to bear to prepare the way for the kingdom of God. The will of the Lord is to be done on earth. We have not one moment to spare in idle speculation. "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make His path straight," Matthew 3, verse 3, is the message that we are to proclaim. Amidst all the confusion that now fills the world, a clear, decided message is to be heard. Some will be attracted by one phase of the gospel, and some by another. We are instructed by our Lord to work in such a way that all classes will be reached. The message must go to the whole world. Our sanitariums are to help to make up the number of God's people. We are not to establish a few mammoth institutions, for thus it would be impossible to give the patients the messages that will bring health to the soul. Small sanitariums are to be established in many places. Satan will introduce every form of error in an effort to lead souls away from the work to be accomplished in these last days. There needs to be a decided awakening in accordance with the importance of the subjects we are presenting. The conversion of souls is now to be our one object. Every facility for the advancement of God's cause is to be put into use, that His will may be done in earth as it is done in heaven. We cannot afford to be irreligious and indifferent now. We must take advantage of the means that the Lord has placed in our hands for the carrying forward of medical missionary work. Through this work, infidels will be converted. Through the wonderful restorations taking place in our sanitariums, souls will be led to look to Christ as the great healer of soul and body. Let not our physicians think that they can set themselves up in private practice close beside our sanitariums. To those who have done this, the Lord says, "Are there not many other places in which you could have established your plant?" The Lord speaks to all medical missionaries, saying, "Go work today in My vineyard to save souls." God hears the prayers of all who seek Him in truth. He has the power that we all need. He fills the heart with love and joy and peace and holiness. Character is constantly being developed. We cannot afford to spend time working at cross purposes with God. There are physicians who, because of a past connection with our sanitariums, find it profitable to locate close to them, and they close their eyes to the great fields neglected and unworked, in which unselfish labor would be a blessing to many. Missionary physicians can exert an uplifting, refining, sanctifying influence. Physicians who do not do this abuse their power and do a work that the Lord repudiates. God wants everyone to stand with the whole armor on, ready for the great review. He wants us to do the work that He has given us. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. Proverbs 3, verse 6, Psalm 25, verse 14.